Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. We are getting so many of you calling in and texting. We do appreciate it. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
And we have a wonderful day for you. I know JAC in Cocoa Beach. I'm going to expound on my answer to you in the last hour. So make sure I'm going to do the dirty word of the day because John Denver is right here.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is nictinasty. Nictinasty is the way plants move that surprise you. Some of them even show sleep movements, folding or raising their leaves and flowers each night before opening them again the next day. Nictinasty is defined as the periodic movement of flowers or leaves caused by nightly changes in light intensity or temperature. Now researchers reporting in the journal Current Biology last month offer the first convincing evidence for these nightly movements, also known as foliar nictinasty, in fossil plants that lived more than 250 million years ago. The earliest recorded observation of this behavior in plants dates back to 324 BC when Androsthenes of Theos, a companion to Alexander the Great, noted the opening and closing of tamarind tree leaves from day to night. Carl Linnaeus proposed that this was plants sleeping. Sometimes they contest that a little bit, though, because whether the plants sleep or not. A recent study in February of 2023 reveals extinct plants evolved foliar nictinastic movements at an early stage of plant evolution. So this comes from Dr. Sheng Feng of Yunnan University in Kunming, China, and Stephen McLaughlin of the Swedish Museum of Natural History in Stockholm. These researchers looked to Gigantopyrates, an extinct group of seed-producing plants characteristic of Asian flora from about 300 to 250 million years ago. They thought these plants were the best to look because these plants are known to experience frequent attacks from plant-eating insects. So the first signs of these fossils showing up showed up in 2016, and Dr. Fain said that we now know the evolutionary history of the nictinastic plants' sleeping movements of their leaves can be traced back to the late Paleozoic plants more than 250 million years ago. So what are some of these plants that experience nictinasty? Morning glory, tulips, daisies, California poppies, crocuses, hibiscus, lotuses, rose of Sharon, magnolias, silk trees, wood sorrel, that's the oxalis, prayer plants, which is the most evident one, beans and peas and clover, alfalfa, and cowpeas. So the dirty word of the day is nictinasty. If you see me at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival, just come up to me and tell me the dirty word of the day. That will be fun. Nictinasty, how do you use it in a conversation this week? Well, you can talk about it at dinner time saying, my plants are showing signs of doing the nictinasty. And
you should really make sure you do that at a church dinner. That would be awesome.
So did you do the nictinasty, or you see my plants doing the nictinasty? So that's the dirty word of the day. So thank you very much. So JAC, I will tell you, I experienced a Camp Codger moment I have to call Randy and tell him that, because if you love, you know, thinking about getting older and, you know, your experiences, Camp Codger podcast, Randy Schultz, is just great to listen to. So I have to tell him I had a Camp Codger moment. And so JAC in Cocoa Beach, she said that, you know, she wanted to know how to lower her pH or raise it. And it gets confusing, because when you raise the pH, you're adding lime to it, and that will bring the pH down lower, which is a little confusing. That 4.5 to 5.5 pH, you add lime to it, and it raises it. Now, if you want to lower it and you want it to be more alkaline, that's 7 to 8 pH, or 6.6 to 8 pH, then you're going to add sulfur to it. So how do I remember that? So lime has the I in it. So I remember the raise, the I in the raise. And then sulfur, you lower it, and there's the U in sulfur. And that I think about under. And so when I put under and you lower it, you add sulfur. So how much lime do you have to add to alkaline soil to raise it, the pH? Then you have to add 2 tablespoons of lime per square feet. So JAC, I hope that kind of explains it a little bit better. And I then still prefer to grow soil in raised beds so that I don't have to worry about the pH, or not worry about raising the pH at all. Just finding plants that will grow in the pH that you have, and then you don't have to worry about it. We have a great guest coming up, Jim Berry with J.K. Berry Nurseries. He's going to be telling us about his favorite flowering shrubs that are new to the market. But Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Healthcare.gov is here for you when life happens, If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at healthcare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Joining me right now is Jim Berry, owner and founder of J.K. Berry's Nursery and Genetics. And he is responsible for the brands that you see that we love so much, the Black Diamond Crepe Myrtles, the Emerald Empire Crepe Myrtles, and also the Deja Bloom Azaleas and the Hollywood Hibiscus, which is my favorite, and then the Crown Jewel Begonias. These are wonderful plants that are created and sold by J.K. Berry, and he is with us right now. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm well. Enjoying the start of spring, the dogwoods, and the birds. It's nice to be with you today, Teresa.
That's wonderful. And so J.K. Berry Nursery is located in Grand Saline, Texas. And we've started off March with 70s and 80s, but then I saw that you got a little cold front coming through. What's the weather like right now in Texas?
Well, it's around 55 degrees, and it'll get up to 75 today. And we had the rain that passed through yesterday, so expecting a really kickoff weekend for North Texas. South Texas market has been active for a month or so. Last weekend, cooler temperatures paused a lot of shoppers, but I expect it's off and running today.
That's right. And so spring started last week. So, yes, it's a wonderful week to get going there. And so new plants coming on the market. J.K. Berry does a lot of research and genetics to bring new varieties. Can you tell us about some of the flowering shrubs that you've developed that people will be finding in the nursery stores this spring?
Yes, I can. Generally, my new introductions are more compact and smaller than other varieties of similar plants. And I've had a real focus on pollinators, attractiveness to pollinators. So I'm especially proud of our honeycomb shrub rose, which is part of our Bee Sweet shrub rose collection. The flowers are really sweet. They come out yellow and then fade to a porcelain pink. And the Bee Sweets are tested across the country for suitability. The shiny is glossy and bright. This honeycomb is only about 3 feet tall, so it's perfect for the modern landscape.
What colors does it come in?
Well, honeycomb is yellow. The others are, there's a pink, and then there's a couple of reds in that collection.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, I'm real excited about that introduction. Oh, let me see. One of my favorite native plants is the Hydrangea cordifolia, Ruby Slippers. actually developed by the USDA 10 or 12 years ago. And because it is native, it's suitable for pretty much a natural landscape. They're heat tolerant, drought tolerant, and should do really well in Central and North Florida. I know that's where your primary interest is.
Yeah, they are native here, and they do beautifully. So why are they called ruby slippers?
That's just a variety name. It's a clone. So each plant is identical, and you name a you don't call it the species in general. It is a development of the species. So there's uniformity when you produce them and have expectations in the garden.
Right.
I'm really proud of our Busy Bee Vitex. The species in general is rangy and has a very short flowering period. This was developed by my business partner, Dr. Cecil Pounders, and it's unlike common Vitex. The shrub is denser. The flowers are persistent all through the growing season. The flowers are a violet blue, and again, pollinators they think it's a hotel or a buffet, but pollinators will just swarm over this beautiful Vitex.
I love Vitex. It's also called a chase tree, and it does beautifully here in Florida. And I love hearing your comments that you're making it more compact and just a nicer shrub or tree. And that's exciting. It's got purple flowers on it. It looks wonderful in the landscape.
Well, you'll enjoy this one. I hope you can find one, and maybe I can arrange that. I do a lot of crepe myrtle breeding, and one I'm particularly proud of is in the Emerald Empire collection, a pink bijou. It's about 3 feet tall, and it just looks like a great big bubble gum when it flowers. So I recommend for a homeowner to deadhead after each flowering cycle, and that will trigger another flowering cycle in the growing season.
Wow.
And, you know, you hear about crepe murder. I actually recommend crepe murder for pink bijou, and that means cutting it down to about 5 inches each January sometime.
Wow.
And
okay.
That way I can't wait for you to experience that one. Now, are there other plants that you'd like to
ask me about? Yeah, let's talk about the celestial star gardenia.
All right. Well, it's a really glossy, compact gardenia fitting in with my breeding objectives. And there are single flowering gardenias out there, and this is a single-petaled clone. But the flowers are about 3 inches in diameter. So that's how it stands out compared to any other gardenia. The flowers are much bigger than what is typical. And then Sweetheart has a full sister named Celestial Star. It's a double petal, which is more traditional in the gardenia range. Both of them are really tidy plants. The foliage is really nice and dark green. And, of course, both Celestial Star and Sweetheart give off that intoxicating perfume that gardenias are famous for.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see that one, too, as well, and smell it. And so Feather Falls is an ornamental grass. Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. It's the best sedge you'll ever see. It's not only beautiful as a graceful, mounding, variegated plant, it looks like a grass, but it's not. It's a fantastic plant, very popular, and on top of all that, it's very adaptable to the landscape. It really does not care if it's in shade or are wet soil, dry soil, or full sod. It just works everywhere.
That's wonderful. Now, can it be used in containers?
Yeah. Makes a beautiful specimen. Real sophisticated with the flowing, I'll call them leaves,
mm-hmm.
how they drape. It's a mound and just flowing downward. So that's really a perfect and easy to care for container plant.
So it would be a lovely spiller in a container hanging over the sides.
I like it as a single specimen. It's a pretty aggressive and doesn't play well with other plants in a mixed container. Just it's very sophisticated and beautiful as a standalone container plant.
Wonderful. Now you have a red tiara azalea.
Yep. It's a very dark foliage, lustrous green, and the flowers are clear, pure red. And they, after the spring flower, it takes a little bit of rest, but then color returns all the way through Christmas. So it is a reoccurring flowering azalea that I'm rather fond of.
That's wonderful. And that red color, you don't really see it a lot in azaleas, so that's a nice addition.
Yes, yes.
That's wonderful. Now, one of the plants that I think we should be using more in the landscape is the abelia. I love it. I think it's a wonderful pollinator attractor. Now, you have one that's called Kaleidoscope. Why do you give it that name?
Well, it's the color is a shimmering yellow, a very pleasant hue of yellow. And then under certain weather conditions, the foliage and stems will shine with a pink glow. And I agree with you that pollinators love it. Abelias in general are most happy in full sun, but they do perfectly well in a shaded situation. So they're easy to care for. They really don't care much if it rains or doesn't rain.
Right.
They're just really, really, really climate resilient.
That's wonderful. So now, Jim, we have just a few minutes, less than a minute to go. Where can people look at your beautiful plants and how can we get them?
Well, you can view them all on jberrynursery.com. We have a pretty good website that portrays these plants. And then they can be purchased at homedepot.com or walmart.com. And, of course, they're at the store level from Texas all the way to the Canadian border. We occasionally ship product to Louisiana and Mississippi through Lowe's.
Excellent.
But your safest bet would be go to Home Depot or Walmart.com.
Thank you so much, Jim. I certainly appreciate you coming on this morning. I'm looking forward to seeing these beautiful plants. And I have to have you on again so we can talk a little bit more about your research and genetics. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good day.
Bye-bye. And so we are going to be back with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Big thank you to Jim Berry, jkberrynursery.com. And you can go on and see that. I'll be posting links to it. If you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, it must be Saturday morning. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And if you'd like to give me a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Special good morning out there to Howie and Karen Peterson, Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. It's right there off of 2184 County Road 540A, and they have a beautiful nursery, lots of great plant selections and lots of flowering shrubs, and go by and see them and let them know that you appreciate them sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens too as well. We love all of our sponsors. They're great, great, great people to do business with, and they have wonderful plants. And anyone who grows plants and sells them is wonderful. So I love that. And so if you are looking what to do this month, one of the things that is important is to keep your equipment sharp, your mowers and your pruners sharp. And that means that after every 5 mowings of your lawnmower, it's about time to get those blades sharpened. And so just keep that in mind. You don't want to be ripping the grass blades from the plant. You want to actually slice them off, and they will be healthier. There won't be as many, they won't be as disease, susceptible when you have a sharp-edged plant blade, grass blade. You don't want to rip them off there. And so John in Lakeland, he bought 4 1-year-old blueberry bushes. Wonderful. And how should he trim them off in the off season? Okay, they should have blueberries on them now, hopefully. Ours do. We have beautiful blueberries on ours. Once you pick all the blueberries off, then that's the time to trim them off. So I would say probably in the next, 6 weeks to 2 months, you can, trim them. And, right around the month of June, you can go ahead and trim them back, and that'll give them plenty of time to recover and produce fruit for the next year. So always, you could always prune any fruit tree or fruit shrub after you've harvested all the fruit off of it. I want to install a Canary Island date palm, but my landscape company says that these trees tend to have problems. What is wrong with this type of tree? And can you recommend similar alternatives that don't have issues? Thanks, Paul and Kissimmee. Paul, that's a great question. We really are having serious palm issues with several palm species. The queen palm and the date palms are susceptible. You can plant the Phoenix sylvestris. It's not as susceptible to the date palm diseases. But here's the issue. This is how you keep your palms from getting disease issues, is that when you trim them, you only want to trim off just the brown fronds. You do not want to trim off the green fronds. And that way the plant is going to be healthier and less susceptible to diseases. But you also want to make sure that you or any landscape company that you have that's working and trimming your palm trees sterilizes their tools before they touch your palm tree, that they have sterile equipment, which they can clean their tools, their pruners, their pole saws with hydrogen peroxide, chlorine bleach, and that'll keep them sterile before they go to the next palm tree. So why we're seeing this spread of diseases is that these landscaping companies are going from tree to tree to tree, from community HOA, community HOA, and they're not cleaning their tools. So they're spreading disease. It'd be almost like a surgeon who just goes on to the next patient without cleaning his equipment and his tools before he goes and does the next surgery. So clean equipment, sterile equipment, and make sure you're not over pruning your palm trees will help. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I am great. What's going on?
Okay. That plant that I moved, or Bob and I moved from the side of the house, and we planted it in a different location, it has got to be prettier than what it looks like.
Okay, so refresh my memory. What is it? What's the plant?
It is the one I sent Lizzie a picture of it.
Okay.
I've got a new phone since then, so therefore it has disappeared, but I know that I texted to you. But it was at the corner of the house.
Wasn't it a croton or something?
Yes.
It was a croton. Yes. Wasn't it a croton?
Yep.
Eileen?
Was it a croton, Lizzie?
Yes, it was.
Okay, good. Okay, so we've decided on the Croton. Okay, so how tall is it, Eileen?
A foot.
Okay, so what I would like you to do is I want you to trim. How many leaves are on it?
A whole bunch.
Oh.
And it's getting a couple new leaves I saw, but it's just an ugly plant.
Okay, well, now
I need to fertilize it a little bit.
I don't know whether that's going to make it prettier or not. So do me this favor. Send me another picture. Let me look at it. Okay,
I will.
If it's got lots of leaves on it, I don't know if I can help you make it look prettier. It just may be the variety of Croton that you don't. It's just not a pretty Croton.
Well, it's got lots of leaves on it. But we haven't done anything to it since we moved it.
Okay, well, if it's got new leaves growth on it, it can take fertilizer. So now would be a good time to fertilize it. So go ahead and do that. But send me a photograph. And
I will.
And then I'll kind of determine whether it's just you're just being a little too judgmental. Or it's that's as pretty as it's going to get, Eileen. So I don't know until I see it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
White lilies you were talking about.
The Orientals? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have them in the backyard.
Oh, wonderful.
In the flower bed.
Excellent. Well, that's a good choice. That's a good choice.
And we have just all new different plants. I bought two new hibiscus for the front, and I have all my lilies in the front. And I'm also going to put out the lilies that I separated. So I got a lot of work to do today.
Well, there you go, Eileen. So get started and send me pics. I would love to see pictures. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take a break right now. And you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's blackcowkow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero-turn to find yours.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I will be speaking today at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival in DeLand, Main Street DeLand, 12 o'clock noon. You can come by and see us and say hi. We would love to do that. Tom McCubbin is also going to be there. He is speaking at 10 o'clock on Bulbs for Florida. Does a great program there. And so the dirty word of the day is nictinasty. And if you see me, tell me the dirty word of the day, and I'll know you listen to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's going to be a beautiful day today, and I'm going to be talking about flowers all day long. So I am really happy.
That makes your day.
It does.
Yeah, I got a question about my wife got a couple flowers for a birthday gift. One is a sunflower.
Yes.
And had some nice, couple nice big sunflowers on them. It's in a pot and it's drooping and the leaves are drooping.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is a indoor gardenia.
Okay.
And that guy's almost dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I do to help them?
Okay, so one is the beautiful sunflowers, and these are the ones that are on a single stalk, and they have the black centers with the seeds and the yellow rays of ray petals.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so hate to tell you this, but those are going to die. Okay, they are only annuals. Now, indoors, is she keeping them indoors?
Well, it was indoors, and I brought it outside.
Okay, well, put it outside and let it grow, but it's only going to last probably another, you know, 6 weeks to a month to 6 weeks because the petals are going to start dying. But then the birds can use it as, you know, they'll eat the seeds on it, or you can eat the seeds on it. Okay, so that is an annual. It only grows, and once it blooms, that's it for it. It will stay, you know, in your garden as a beautiful yellow flower for about 2 months to 2.5 months.
Oh, well, this has only been maybe about a month, and it's drooping like, you know, do I feed it with anything or just water it?
I would just make sure it's getting water. You know, it depends on what kind of soil it was in when it was planted, you know, what the pot is. And so make sure it's getting water so it's not too droopy, and it should last another month or so.
Okay.
Okay. And now the indoor gardenia. Now, what is it in? What kind of pot is it in?
It was in a little pot. I took it outside and I put it in a bigger pot.
Okay. And what kind of soil did you put in it?
I think it's basically a mixture of compost and potting mix.
Okay, that might be a little rich for it. Okay, so gardenias like to have a low pH, which is a 4.5 to 5.5. Okay, and so I would take it out and I would replant it. Is it in the ground or now is it still in the pot?
I put it in a bigger pot.
You put it in a bigger pot. Okay, so I would take it out of that pot, take that soil out, and put some fine pine fines mixed in with your potting soil. Okay, so we want to get that acidity down and get the pH level down. And then you want to make sure that you're watering it. Now, are you keeping it outside or on the patio or inside?
I brought it outside now, yeah.
Okay, well, it may
patio,
like a little
you know?
Bit, yeah, it might like a little bit of shade, okay, since it's been used to being growing indoors in the nursery. Okay, so the sun may be a little too harsh for it to put it outside, direct outside, but repot it, take the kind of really organic material you took out of it, maybe a little rich for it, and put some pine fines in there with some potting soil.
Pine fines.
Yes, pine fines. Okay, and you can get them in a bag, or you can use blueberry or espoma acidic soil.
Oh, okay.
Get some of Yeah, espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, and they have soil for blueberries, and you can use that, plant it in that, and then don't fertilize it until you see new growth, but then when you do fertilize it, use acidic fertilizer.
The other thing is, like, most of the leaves are all dead and died. Should I cut all of them out and just save the few that are still living?
Yeah, well, just kind of leave it be for right now. I think it's in pretty much of a shock. Okay, and so just let it be for right now, and the leaves will fall off, and call me back in a couple of weeks and see if you've got some new soil. Once you repot it and you know, water it, so you don't want to keep it overwatered, but water it 2-3 times a week, and then call me back, okay?
Okay, and what was the soil again?
Espoma potting soil, acidic potting soil.
Acidic potting soil.
Right.
All right.
Espoma for
try.
Blueberries. Yes, for blueberries. That'll work really good. Thank you so much,
okay.
Roy. Thank you. And let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I talking with your producer there, and she said I should ask you these questions about the J. Berry Nursery.
Uh-huh.
You have the web address for that, please? Because my radio stations here are getting weaker every week.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get the thing. But Liz, I think Liz gave me the WFLAOrlando.com where I can listen now, too.
So oh, wonderful. I'm so glad that you're doing that. Yes.
Because I was missing almost an hour of the program with noise.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And
that's
so.
That's all right. That's all right. That's something the radio stations are doing, I think. So, anyhow. Can you give me some information on this nursery, please?
Yes.
And, or what is the correct website?
The website is J. Berry, J-B-E-R-R-Y, Nursery.
J-E-R-R-Y, nursery.com?
.com. It's all one word, .com.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else I should know? He apparently developed some new varieties of a grass and azaleas and gardenias.
He does wonderful things, and his plants are so beautiful. He's responsible for the black diamond and then also
the diamond
crepe myrtles. Oh. Yes. Do you like those?
Oh, the, how about the pure red, you mean?
Yes, yes. He's the one who developed those.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's all on his website?
That's all on his website. All the beautiful black diamond crepe myrtles.
I got to look at that because I have one of the pure reds out here, and maybe I need to do more to get information on this type of
thing. Oh, wonderful. Well, he's got all the care on that, on all of his, on all the plants. He has a care page. So you can look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure I'm doing things right.
You can ask me. Jerry, I'm sitting right here.
Yeah, I got to send you some pictures of this stuff, you know.
There you go. If you'll do that, that'll be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, Jerry. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Teresa. Have a
See, we have the best listeners. You all out there make our day. Even the ones that just call in and ask me a quick question behind the scenes. Just thank you for being the best listeners ever.
They are. They're so good. And we have them all over the state. So if you're in South Florida, you can call and ask questions 1-888-455-2967 or text me at 23680. Or you can go to our webpage, iHeartRadio. Which is WFLA-Orlando.
No, it's WFLAOrlando.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
WFLAOrlando.com. Or you can go onto our Facebook page and send us pictures there and give us 5 stars. We need 5 stars.
Yes.
We like that.
We'll accept them. We won't turn them down.
No, we won't. And so I am going to be speaking today at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival on designing gardens to flutter by and butterflies for wildflower meadows, and how to install them. And then also, too, there's going to be a lot of vendors that you can buy plants from, the wildflower plants and also native plants from. It's a great opportunity to visit a little, beautiful little town, have a lovely day in the open air, and
get some candy
at what is it, Pat and Tony's Sweet Things. Pat and Tony's Sweet Things. We're going to be stopping by there for Grammy and Peapod night, and we do movie night with our grandkids once a month, and so we're going to be looking forward to doing that too as well. And then also too, you can go to betterlawns.com, and you can read what to do in your garden this month in March, and you can also read the dirty word of the day, Lizzie.
I'm loving this dirty word. What was the dirty word of the day again?
The dirty word of the day is nictinasty.
Mm.
So if your plants do nictinasty, you will know, because they move in their sleep.
Would that be considered sleepwalking almost?
Because the plants stay still. They just move their arms up. They just do the nictinasty.
All righty.
That's it. I'd like to thank all the callers today, Eileen and then also to Carolyn. Judy, you guys are great. Thank you so much. And the texters, great text messages, some wonderful, perfect text messages. Thank you, Paul and Kissimmee and John in Lakeland. I certainly appreciate that. And JAC in Cocoa Beach.
And Dana Venerick, boy, let me tell you what, you want some information, you need to get a hold of him.
He is great. And the trees at his nursery, the native trees, are just amazing. So I'm going to be picking up today the French tree, my French tree. And then also my sumac shrubs. And yeah,
nice.
I'm loving that. Natives is the way to go. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And then also too. So yeah, we want to thank Dana Venrick for sponsoring Better Lawns and Gardens and the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. And then also a big thank you to Jim Berry, owner of J. Berry Nursery and Genetics. And you can go to jberrynursery.com. to see all of Jay Berry's plant collections and new available plant varieties. Come see Tom McCubbin and I today. We'd love to see that. Thank you, Lizzie, for a great show. We certainly appreciate you producing it. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Losing your Medicaid benefits once the public health emergency ends? Don't panic. Affordable options are available through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. You don't have to try to figure this out on your own. There are certified health insurance navigators available to help you and your family find the right coverage. There's no obligation, and the help is always free. Visit coveringflorida.org and find health coverage today. That's coveringflorida.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.